Pastor Jesu Christu.
And I will thank our elder for this opportunity he has given me.
Ndinotenda mukuru wedu nemukana wavandipa.
I was certainly inspired when I saw the brass band playing.
Da family was kuru pandauna brass band ichiridza.
The songs that were sung, God bless you all.
Nenzimbo dzaimbo kamari akuropafadza imose.
Brother Tino was a leader for our brass band in Bulawayo.
Brother Tino ndiwanga mutungamiri brass band redu Bulawayo.
There's a new Brother Nkosi. I saw him. Can you raise your hand, Brother Nkosi? I saw him somewhere.
Pane mutungamiri mutsva, Brother Nkosi.
In the violin team in Bulawayo.
Vanga vari muboka revioin ku Bulawayo.
He was a leader, one of the leaders in the music in the revivals.
Ndo vanga vari mutungamiri kurumutsiriro.
He's also an addict of revivals like me.
Vanoda zverumutsiriro seniwo.
He plays the keyboard.
Vanoridza keyboard.
The bass guitar.
Bass guitar.
The cello.
Cello.
And the double bass in the violins.
Double bass my violin.
So I'm trying to create more jobs in Bulawayo so that they don't come here.
Ndakwedza kuita mabasa akawanda kuBulawayo kuti vasauye kuno.
And I say, okay, happy Father's Day to every father.
Ndoda kuti Father's Day yakanaka kunana baba vese.
And also to our bountiful Father above.
Nekuna baba vedu vari kumusoro kudenga.
And we thank God for the our bishops who have been fathers in the ministry.
We have
helped us to maintain the purity of the message. So that if we started with a red relay stick, we don't end up with a yellow one at the end. We thank God for this message. It's everything to us. And we are becoming the message ourselves. Open our Bibles to the book of Job. Then we'll do a fast job there.
Toita basa riku kurumiza ipapo.
The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil, and there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels. 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses. I ask my brother to open with a word of prayer.
Kati namate, Baba wedu mutsvene imi mwari muri kuoko musoro kudenga. Tinokutendai baba mangwanani ano, mangwanani esvondo. Jehovha atinorangarira baba zuva ramakakunda rufu, zuva ramakakunda ishe baba mutsvene makanaka guva. Zuva ramakakunda nyama baba, zuva ramakakunda Satani Jehovha, mukaita triumphant openly baba mutsvene makali against all principalities and all powers baba. Tenzi wangu baba, tingadai tisiri pano, dai kusiri kuda kwe resurrection Jehovah. Baba tiri kunamata baba mutsvene makarura makunyange profita akataura kuti Christianity is based on the resurrection Mwari. Baba mutsvene makarura matinokutendai nekuda kwemushumiri wamatipa mangwanani ano. Tinonamata baba tichizva kuti ihama yedu yatinoziva baba, asi Mwari mutsvene makarura mangwanani ano hakuna chatiri kutarisira kubva kune munhu Jehovah. Tiri kutarisira kubva kunzwa kwamuri baba, nekuti ndo urongwa hwamakaronga baba munguva ine kupedzisira baba, kuti evangeri baba unofana kutotenda kumunhu Jehovah mutsvene makarurama, kuti munhu uyu munhu atumwa kubva kuna Mwari, uye mashoko aanotaura mashoko ari kubva kuna Mwari baba. Tiri kunamata mangwanani ano kuti dai simba remweya mutsvene ratora ishe Mwari mutsvene makarurama mudziyo wevhu baba, wataura kune vana vavo baba. Tiri kunamata Jehovah mutsvene makarurama kuti mutange nesu paservisi ino Jehovah, kunyange negwaro raverengwa baba. Tinoziva kuti munhu wese akaenda kuchikoro anogona kuverenga nekunyora chirungu, anogwanisa kuverenga gwaro Mwari, asi tiri kukumbira baba kuti chiuya imi Mwari mupedudziro Jehovah kuti vana venyu varopafadzwe. Tinokunamatai, tinokutendai mangwanani ano muzita ramambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. We may be seated.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
Also greeting Father Ndumiso, he was playing in the violin band, also is in the projectors there. God bless you.
Brother Ndumiso vakanga vachiridza violin vari mu projector.
Also another missionary in Bulawayo, we have revivals almost every day.
Kubulawayo tinoita rumutsiriro zuva nezuva.
We have services almost every day, but we have revivals Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Tinoita ma services zuva rega rega, asi tine ma revival Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Right.
When is the Friday, Saturday?
Where we read the Bible, it's in the book of Job then.
Kwataverenga mubhaibheri mubhuku raJob.
I will just preach with the unmissions. The team will be moving well with me there. The book of Job has 42 chapters.
Book of Job, chapter 42.
There is the first chapter where Job has his before the devil attacked Job.
Pane chapter ekutanga diabori asata abata Job.
Where he has 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Aine vana 7 nevana sikana vatatu.
Then the last chapter, chapter 42.
Chapter ekupedzira chapter 42.
Is at the restoration.
Ndo yekudzoreredzwa.
Where everything that Job had lost was brought back.
Kuti zvese zvanga rasikirwa nazvo
zvakadzorerwa. And he received more.
Akatogamuchira zvakawanda.
So there was the first chapter.
Pane chapter ekutanga.
And then the long 40 chapters of temptations and testing.
Nema chapter 40 akareba ekuedzwa nemiedzo.
Number 40 in the Bible is the number of temptation and testing and trials.
Number 40 in Bible is number ekuedzwa nemiedzo
neku. Was tested 40 days, Moses 40 days, they were 40 years in the wilderness.
So 40, Moses 40.
40 runs as the number of tests and trials.
40 no it's a number so, yemiedzo
nekuedzwa. The book of Job, the two chapters.
Job, ma chapter ma
the first one before the devil attacked.
Yekutanga,
and the last one after God restored. In between there is the 40 chapters.
Pakataba pane ma chapter 40.
Which is temptations.
Inova miedzo.
So what Job passed through in between.
Zvakapfuura na Job pakatapa.
Did not matter much, but the Alpha became the Omega.
Hazvina kuve nebasa asi chekutanga ndo chakava
chekupedzisira. There is always a restoration.
Panogara paine kudzorerezwa.
Whatever happened in between in your life is not the final.
Chero zvakaitika pakati muupenyu
asi ndo magumo. What was originally in the mind of God is what shall be at the end.
Zvakanga zviri pekutanga mupfungwa dzaMwari ndo zvichava pamagumo.
Even in the life of Joseph, it began with the visions of God, the dreams and expectations.
Kunyange muupenyu waJoseph makatanga nezviratidzo zvaMwari.
Then in between he saw himself in a pit in the prison.
Pakatapa akazvona ari mugomba
mutorongo. The Omega was he saw his brothers bowing again, there was a restoration.
Asipekupedzira akaona vakoma vake vachimugwadamira pakava
nekudzoreredzwa. Whatever happens in your life, there is a restoration.
Chero zvinoitika muupenyu hwako pane kudzoreredzwa.
In the land of Israel,
munyika yeIsrael,
it was given to Abraham in the beginning.
Yakapuwa Abraham pakutanga.
And then in between we see they are driven away in the time of Titus.
Pakatapa tinoona vakadzingwa munguva yaTitus.
Then at the end we see them coming back to their homeland again. That is the restoration. We can move to the next. So whatever happened in between did not matter. The final was the restoration. The prodigal son was in the father's house before. Then in between he saw himself in the pig pen.
But
the Alpha becomes the Omega. He went back to the father's arms again. Maybe some of you were dispossessed by the enemy from your inheritance. Whatever happened in between in your life, there must be a restoration. The Alpha becomes the Omega again. In the beginning was the Word. When God spoke, before men spoke.
Before
there were creeds and dogmas, then in the end again, it shall be the Word of God again. The Alpha becomes the Omega. When you plant a grain of wheat, in between comes the tassel, the shock. Like what happened in the dark ages when the seed fell in the ground. Then came the Lutheran movement, the Wesleyan, and then the Pentecostal movement. What was in between is not exactly like what was in the first.
But
because the Alpha becomes the Omega, in the harvest we have more. The same thing that went in the ground is seen again in the harvest, only plenteous. That's why Job had now more, the same thing but more.
So
there will be more sons of God standing in the last days. Whatever happened in between is not important. In Genesis 1, there was one God. In the end, there shall be one God. In between came many gods and dogmas and what? In Genesis 1:26, man was the spoken word. Created son of God. In between came natural birth. But in the end, it will be the spoken word
again.
Ruling in the earth. So now, even in the church ages, it's a story of restoration. The four messengers that came to Job, there were four messengers also of restoration.
Eli
was the fourth there. The four insects that came and left the bright tree in a stump form. There was a restoration also in the four stages. After the four tricks of Delilah that left Samson defeated in the valley stage of his life, there was restoration also. The four writers that came, opposed by the four beasts in Apocalypse Day in the book of Revelation. So there is always a restoration. God is rebuilding his masterpiece. It was defeat in the days of Luther. It was now the mouth in the days of Pentecostal speaking in tongues. Now comes the intelligence, the capstone, the headstone. You don't trim the headstone to fit the body, but the body to fit the headstone.
So,
in Genesis
1,
there was man who was originally created in the image of God. He had dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air and the beasts of the land. Now, this message is restoring back the Genesis 1 man. That man who had dominion was not ruled by circumstances.
We
have the original Zoe life of God in him.
He
was speaking and it was like deity speaking. He had a theophanic behavior. He was by restoration we hear again from our theophany. Because God looks at your perfect picture without blame, spot, or wrinkle. But the devil distorted the picture. When God formed the man out of the dust of the earth, the devil took advantage and tempted the man. That man was originally in the image of God, yet the breath of life, the soul life of God in him.
Then
the outer man was the dust. But the inner man was the original image of God. As the dust goes back to dust, the man goes back to God who created him. But through the fall, which was of course not the fruit, it was something more spiritual revelation than that. When sin came into the hearts of people, the Spirit of God could not always strive with men, he left them. But God made a plan of redemption to bring back man to his ought-to-be condition. When sin came to the hearts of men, sickness and death and deceptions and all the side effects of sin came in. And God drove man out of the Garden of Eden. And the forces of darkness started following man. And man started growing old, but there is a land where we will never grow old. Man started dying, and all the matters and sin having preeminence in human beings, the cruelty of sin all over. In the spiritual X-ray, it was now seen in the lives of the people. And men became slaves to sin, to the forces of darkness, until it becomes Satan's agent in the last days, where the God of this evil age has blinded the eyes of the people that they should not see the truth. And they are all falling under blind leaders into the pit of death. But God had a plan to restore the pre-fall condition of Adam through the second Adam. Because Adam, before the fall, he was a created son of God, and that's what we are today. He was in the image of God with the soul life of God in him. He was the amateur God. He was the continuation of the creation of God. Because when God created animals, Adam named them. He was continuing the work of God as we continue the book of Acts. He had creative power, he had power over nature. He was feared by the devil. And he was immortal, the holy veil surrounding him. He had association with Melchizedek. And the message is restoring back what we Adam lost. Because what God is, that's what we are in a measure.
If
it is God, we are amateur gods.
If
he is the creator, we have creative power also. If he is a king, we are also kings. If he is a priest, we are also priests. If he is omnipotent, we are also omnipotent. If he is a messiah, we are messiahs. The message brings our original identity. That's why the prophet says she is him. Like Adam was Eve was taken from Adam, we are taken from the second Adam. When he was pierced at the cross, that's when the ingredients of new birth, the water, blood, and the spirit came out.
So
the bride of Christ is the final voice to this final age. So this message introduces you to yourself. I don't know how to reduce the volume, brothers. The technicians can help me here. To just mute the computer. To mute this computer that I'm using, I don't know how to use it. It's not my computer. So this message is a message of restoration. It's not only do's and don'ts. But we become the message ourselves. God hates a powerless religion. That power in the message must be in you. And you become a continuation of the ministry yourself. You see, where is the sound coming from? If you can reduce the volume in the computer there, and then I'll be moving fast. I'm used to controlling my computer. This message, if you believe it, it's our promised land. Israel was not blessed outside of their promised land. For you to be blessed, you must be in the promised land of the message of the hour. Because this message is raised to meet the challenge of the hour. So we are the power that is shaking this hour. End time message and the messenger will meet the end time conditions. We are tapping into the untapped resources. The message of our releases unlimited power. That even missing limbs will be restored. No, just go back to the slide that I was in. I'm used to controlling my own computer, so now it's controlled from the back. It's a bit disturbing me, but I will catch up very soon, don't worry. I think this one is frozen, it's not moving. So I'll just use your computer, brother, there. Alright, we'll see how to catch up. Anyway, this is a good day. It's the 18th day of the month.
And
just mute the volume.
Volume.
Maybe I can just move without the PowerPoint. I will move faster.
Let me just see how to PowerPoint do.
Right. This being the 18th day of the month, I believe 18 is the number of independence.
But 18 is number of independence.
Our independence came on 04/18.
Independence 18 April.
That's why I like Luke 04/18. Which says to preach deliverance to the captives. To preach independence or amnesty to those who are bound in slavery. And I like
Revelation 18:4.
Which says, come out from among them, my people. In Luke chapter
13,
it says, ought not this woman who is the daughter of Abraham. That Satan has bound law these 18 years ought to be loosed from infirmity. When Israel was bound under Eglon,
Israel, for 18
years,
18.
God sent a deliverer to deliver them. And I believe this service, whosoever was bound under any circumstance, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The preaching of the gospel, it breaks every yoke. It breaks every chain. If you came here sick and you believe the word, you are guaranteed that you'll be healed. Not at the end of that service, as you are preaching right now, while Peter is back, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The prophet says the church will be moving at 16 cylinders like Christ did. This computer is no longer working. I don't know what
computer
I can do.
Maybe
I'll use yours, brother. Let's move. I think I'll be seeing right at the back there. So the bride will be the continuation of the works of Christ. When the devil fell, good. Don't worry, I'll use this one. I have this control here. When the devil fell, there was no plan of redemption to bring him back. But when a son of God fell, when angels fell, there was no plan of redemption. But because your position is higher than angels, you are the apple of his eye. He made a plan for you today. There is power in the name of Jesus to change any situation in your life. There is restoration of the Genesis one man that has dominion over the flying things and the beast of the land and the fish of the sea. That's why the prophet could say to talk to the beast and they go back to their place. That's why he could tame even the raging bull. That's why you could say, little fish, I give you back your life. We are in the times of restoration. That's why you could tame the maniac of Oregon. And you have power to tame any maniac situation in your life. If your sickness is now becoming so mad, you get mad in prayer, the sickness will stop its madness. If your renters are now so mad, your debts are so... your debts are so mad, you just get mad in prayer that one of the madnesses will stop.
You have power that
if you speak your situation, it will hear your voice. If you say to this mountain, be thou moved, it will move. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. And the bride is the power that is shaking this hour. And the same power that opened the Red Sea will open a way where there is no way in your life. The same power that stopped the sun will stop your high BP, it will stop your life situation. Because if they did that under the blood of bulls, what more us under the blood of Jesus Christ? We are riding this trail once more. The bride is a continuation of the ministry of Malachi 4. It was creative power in us. When God was creating, he just spoke his word and it materialized. So whatever you speak in faith shall materialize. If you are a son of God, things will start appearing under your power of faith. When the prophet was preaching the message, speak to this mountain, he said the power of the living God is here to heal the sick people, and there was someone on the wheelchair in the building. He just says, you on the wheelchair, believe the Lord. He's preaching. Then, that was paragraph 68. In paragraph 71, the man on the wheelchair stood up without laying one of hands. Because the word was now performing. The word is performative power in itself. You believe what has never happened before, it will happen in your life. You break all records. When the widow of Zarephath, when her son resurrected, no one who had resurrected from Abel to that son. She broke all records. Today, you must believe for something that has never happened. So that it happens when Joshua stopped the sun. The Bible says it had never happened in history that God hears the voice of men like that.
Bible not zasa zombo itika munhorondo kuti Mwari anoterera
kushoko la munhu. When sister Hetty's anointing came down,
pakaburuka chizoro kuna sister Hetty.
And she was told, ask anything that you want.
Vakanzi kumbira chero chamunoda.
For the first time in human history.
Kekutanga munhorondo
yevanhu. I believe records will be broken in this service.
Ndotenda kuti ma records acha break
kwa mutsvene. When in the house of God, it's your territory.
Kana tiri muimba ya Mwari ndonharaunda
yenyu. You can revenge what the devil did when you're in the world.
Unokwanza kutsiva zvakaitwa na Satan paungori munyika.
Claim every inch of ground that the devil stole from you. The prophet says, I believe I will see this day Jesus taking away the artificial and restoring normal legs. It has never happened in Bible days, but I believe I will see it.
See,
what has never happened in Bible days can happen. Because greater work shall you do. He says now miracles become a regular routine in the life of a believer. That's the condition I think the church will be before the coming of the Lord. Your life will be a succession of miracles.
You'll
be book 8 and 9 of the supernatural.
You
are a continuation of Hebrews 11. A continuation of the book of Acts. Enoch was the 7th from Adam. And Laodicea is the 7th from the first church age. Laodicea is the 7th from the first church age. Enoch walked with God for 365 days, meaning every day of the year you can walk with God. And then he was translated, there are some here who shall not see death. I believe in a moment in the twinkling of an eye we shall be changed. If God can change your body in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, he can change your sickness in less than a second. In the healing of Brother Hall there, the prophet was shown a vision of five rotten apples that were swallowed by the sixth apple. And his health was restored in 5 days. And I believe that whatever you lost in the last 5 months of the year, this
60
month, God can swallow the pains of the other month. We are already half the year. If you have never had a breakthrough, this will be a breakthrough today. Because the divine attributes are brought back to us. The divine attributes, God is in man again. The Bible says, this shall be written of the generation to come. The people that shall be created shall praise their Lord. I'm doing very well, brothers. Thank you very much. I'm doing very well. I think I can continue like this. Or maybe I'm not congregation, but I'm doing very well. I don't need the computer. Let me move the way we are. Oh, it's okay. The people shall be created. The word is created, creating a people. Who shall praise the Lord, whether you have renters or no renters. Your faith is a master of circumstances. You are not ruled by the outside circumstances. There are days of restoration. Joel says, I'll restore.
Today
I'm preaching about a total restoration. So that everything that the devil stole from your life will be restored. Nothing remaining, whatever was stolen. We are joining our faith today to claim back
everything
that the devil unlawfully took from you. The devil has no legal right in your life. Give me your hands, let's agree together that all of our enemies shall come with our feet. I don't care how sick you are, I declare in the name of Jesus that today is the day of your healing. What the devil has eaten away from the church is being restored again by the message of the hour. What the palmerworm, the cankerworm, the locust, the caterpillar took, we are going back to what Adam lost. Everything that Adam lost, that's what is being restored. We are back to the book of life, tree of life, breath of life, word of life. Because Christ is the tree of life. We are having the right to go back to the tree of life, because everything was paid paid at
Calvary.
He is the water of life. Which when you drink that water, you shall not thirst anymore. The thirst for alcohol goes away. The thirst for women goes away. Then there's a deep calling to another deep. When you have drink the water of salvation, the water of the word of God, this is a total restoration. We are the manifested sons of God. All nature is waiting for the manifestation of sons of God. Not manifestation of demons, but manifestation of sons of God. When you stand in your position as your adopted son of God, Joshua called the armies of Israel in Joshua 10
and
said, put your feet in the neck of your enemy. I'm calling everyone to put their feet in the neck of their circumstances, because the Bible says everything has been put under our feet. And there is nothing that is not under our feet. We have dominion as the children of God. The Bible says one man shall chase a thousand. And two men shall chase how many? Not
2,000.
That's not like mathematics, it's scriptures. The Bible says two men shall chase 10,000. Meaning that there is someone with us who is more than us, who is going to do more than we can do. We are given back the power of the spoken word again. That if you say to this sycamore tree, be thou moved, and plucked by roots, it shall obey you. We are not plucking problems by branches, but by roots.
So
that nothing of your problem will remain as a sign of your problem. This message, we must pull it off from the tapes to become a present reality. The pillar of fire must move from the pictures to become a reality. Take it away from the spoken word to become a reality. If you have power to draw from God, what you believe, you shall have it. The same way God restored the dry bones by the power of the spoken word. If you believe, you say, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I don't care how you came here, you're before and the after is what matters. The word of God can be proven today.
The
God of the Bible is here in present tense. If there is a sick person, we may not even lay hands on you, but we shall hear your testimony today, not tomorrow. Our God restores. Even the dry rod of Aaron was subjected to this presence and atmosphere that you are in today. In one service it bloomed and it had amols and it had fruits in one service. A lot of things can happen to you in one service. You can be saved, healed, justified, set free and promoted, and everything can happen in one service. In Luke chapter 15, we see three pictures of restoration. He started outside, far out there, when the sheep was lost, and the shepherd came with it on the shoulders. It was a restoration and there was joy. Then it came closer in the house there, where a jewel that was lost was found, and there was joy. Then finally it came right in the house of the father, in the next to the father, when the prodigal son was lost and was found, and God restored him. Every lost person, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood today. He took steps of repentance and he took steps of realization and went back to the Father. This message is the message of restoration. Like the little eagle that was born under a hen. The surrounding could not silence the inward potentials in the little eagle.
matter
how evil the environment that you stay in, it cannot silence you. There is a farmer who took an egg of an eagle and put it under a hen. And then it hatched under a hen. But it was always an eagle, even under those barnyard surroundings. Your condition in your workplace at school cannot change the inward Zoe life in you. When it has under that circumstances, it was so that it proves to the chickens that there is a higher life than chicken life. We are here to prove that we are one in a million. That
equal
always a desire to soar into the high heavenlies because it was born to be heavenly soaring bird. And may God break every cage
where
that has kept you from soaring to the high. And may God break every cage that has kept equals today that you be set free today. In the book of Leviticus, it says the land shall not be sold forever because the land is mine. You cannot lose your joy forever. You cannot lose your spiritual possession forever. There was a trumpet of Jubilee that when it was sounded, when you heard that trumpet, even if you were pushing a wheelbarrow, you left it there and said, I'm free. So when you are hearing the trumpet today of Jubilee, even if you have back pain, just leave your pains right there and say, I'm free. The trumpet of Jubilee is sounding. It's an independence, it's an amnesty to every sick person. If you are in slavery to lustful demons and family spirits, you are free today. If you are bound by misfortunes and things were not moving in your life, you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Job, Job said, I know my Redeemer living. After a long wait, brother, of 40 chapters waiting for his answer. Maybe some of you have waited for long. But after the long wait, the things came in doubles. If you had a dry patch in your life, like Isaac, when they had a long dry patch of 20 years of barrenness, they started with twins, it was coming in doubles. When the church had a long wait, waiting for a prophet, it came as a double, the former and the latter rain, in the last days again. There shall be a restoration. David says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. When a lion came and took the sheep of the father, David's father, he went with a slingshot. When Goliath came, David had the same answer for Goliath, for the lion, and for the bear, which was the word of God. It's the same answer for your finances, for your marriage, for your breakthrough, for your spiritual source of power, spiritual and natural. Oscar, even if his horses were going to be eaten, they were eaten, he says, I want them back. Maybe I'm preaching to someone who is looking for a restoration. The message of the hour will swallow all your problems. The same way Moses said, the Egyptians that you see, you shall see them no more. And the problem behind was swallowed by the problem ahead. Problems were so confused, they swallowed one another. There are some powers that swallow other powers. The rod of Aaron, it swallowed the chains and chambers one. The same way light swallows darkness. The word of God, the sermon is swallowing your situations now. Like death shall be swallowed in victory. And the Shekinah glory swallowed the corruption around the manna and it was preserved. When they were cast in the fire in them swallowed the fire outside. When John was boiled in a drum of oil, the oil in him of the Holy Spirit swallowed the oil outside. When Daniel was in the lion's den, the lion in him was silencing the lion outside. When David was standing before the giant in him was more than the giant outside. When they bring you before the books of the law, the book you have eaten is stronger than the books of the law.
So
in the church ages, everything that was eaten away in Balaamism, in Jezebel, in Nicolaitanism is restored in Malachi 4 ministry. In the beginning was the pure word. In the beginning it was the prophet Paul. And the Alpha becomes the Omega. We have a prophet again in the last age. We see in Revelation chapter
5.
In all the four chapters of the Bible, or of Revelation,
Revelation.
You don't see the lamb. You start seeing the lamb in chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
For 4,000 years, we're waiting for the coming of the lamb. Now in chapter 5, he comes and there's a book in the throne there.
Chapter 5, I know
the upside title deeds of redemption. Our things have papers, brothers. Everything of ours has papers. And what Adam did with this book before he lost it, we are going to do more than what Adam did. There was a proclamation in heaven. Let's look at the throne of God. Around the throne there were 24 elders. And around the throne there were four living creatures. One with the face of a lion, the other with the face of an ox. Now the picture of the throne is exactly like the picture of your heart. Because your heart is surrounded by 24 ribs.
12
this side and 12 that side. And it has four chambers. That it represents the four living creatures. The lion anointing. Sometimes when the devil is fighting you, you roll like a lion and say, get it behind me, Satan. The ox anointing, sometimes when pressures of life, you just say, must Jesus bear the cross alone, you bear the burdens.
But sisters,
God will never give you a lion anointing against your husband. You have an ox anointing to bear. In some of the situations, you need a man anointing in your business to think like a man and not make losses. But in this last age, we have an equal anointing to fly higher than our unbelief. Your heart is the throne of God. So that it controls your eyes, your hands, your feet, your everything through the control tower of your heart. That's why he's giving a heart transplant, a new heart and a new spirit. In the age of new birth, because unless a man is born again, he may nowise see the kingdom of God.
So
this book is bringing us to back to what we lost. There was a search in heaven, and there was no man on earth or under the earth who was worthy to open the book or to look thereon. And the angel searched through heaven and earth and under the earth. And it was only Christ who was worthy. There was no proper archbishop who was weeping. So John wept much. Why was John crying when other people were unconcerned? Because he had a representation. He had a part in this redemption story. Then he says, one of the elders, it's good to be where there are elders, he said, weep not, John. The line of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. He who prevailed in heaven can prevail in your situation. When the seals were opened, the Bible became a new book. Those divinely revealed mysteries, they literally turned the hearts of the children to the fathers. The seals were opened to call away the bride, to bring a total restoration, to bring the upside title deeds, to start the bride ministry. So in Revelation chapter 10, we see that book coming to us.
Then
it comes through the prophet to the bride.
And an
angel, a mighty angel with a rainbow over his head. He cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. He put his foot on the sea to subdue the powers of the beast from the sea.
His
foot on the land to subdue the powers of the beast from the land.
And now
the book is back to the bride again.
All
powers of heaven are in our hands now. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. Like the robe of Elijah on Elisha, the book must have the same results in the bride as in the prophet. Remember, the first miracle of Elijah was the last miracle of Elijah. The opening of Jordan River. Meaning we are starting exactly where the prophet left. We are going higher and higher. Joshua ministry was a continuation of Moses ministry. The Elijah ministry was a continuation of Elijah ministry. Elisha was a continuation of Elijah. The men of David were a continuation of the ministry of
David.
They started as vain men were running away from death, but they became warriors under the anointing of David. Under this message, if you are nobody, you can become somebody through the message. Greater work shall we do. We are living in a day where we are defying the darkness that is in the hour, because gross darkness shall cover the earth. But the Bible says, arise and shine, because your light has come. He is here. We are not saying he shall come. He is already here. The great Melchizedek is here. He's here to prepare a bride. And he's doing the same works that he did in those days. He's building this church into the church of a perfect man. We are built by this message to perfection. It's a message of restoration. That whatever was stolen from you will be brought back again. In the days of the four lepers, God amplified the footprints of the lepers. And the famine ended overnight. God can change your situation in a split second. He used the weakest people to change the situation. And may God amplify your prayer today. Amplify your amen today. What is getting to heaven is the amplified version of your prayer. Do you know that you are also a version of the Bible? There is power in the written word. There is power in the spoken word. There is power in the revealed word. And there is power in you as a written epistle, as a version of the Bible. If the translator has made mistakes in translating the other Bibles, you shall be translated one day. There is a restoration officer when the Shunammite had lost their land. The Bible says a restoration officer was appointed to make sure that she gets back what belongs to her. And today a restoration officer is appointed today to bring back what you have lost in your life. Because the Elijah ministry is a minister of restoration. Indeed, Elijah shall restore. We are being restored from death to life. From the lies to the truth. From bondage to freedom. From unbelief to faith. From rituals to power. from head knowledge to revelation, from Nicolaitanism to Holy Ghost leadership, from bastard children to sons and daughters of God, from church to being the bride, from poverty to riches, from oppression to dominion, from amnesia to consciousness. The power of the Holy Spirit is breaking every chain of demon powers and misfortune and underworld and gets them covenants. I believe right now you are being restored from darkness to light, from being hell bound to being heaven bound, from rags to riches, from limitation to untapped resources. We are evicting all demonic squatters that were squattering around your life. You are not a temple of diseases. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. When Christ entered the temple, he whipped off all what was not part of that temple. Your disease is not part of God's temple. It must come out. We are being brought back by the message. Back to God again. Back to the book of Acts again. Back to living true. Back to prayer life. Back to Bible days. Actually, these are more Bible days than Bible days, because Bible days were pointing to these days. We are back to being on fire for God. We are back to zealousness and back to the tapes again. Back to that say the Lord again. That's why in Hosea he says, let us return. We are going back to our inheritance. The devil must remove his hands on anything that belongs to you. Maybe I'm preaching to someone who is claiming their husband or claiming their children. I'm saying our God is able. As long as you are a member of the body of Christ, God has no weak parts and strong parts. If you have an ounce of God in you, it's enough to shut every devil away. The devil is in trouble today. It's a jubilee day today. Everything that the devil stole from you shall receive. That's why Jeremiah says, let us go back to the old parts again. I've seen many people go looking for old stoves, saying they have money, old passports, old coins. But I'm saying I'm going back to the old time religion. It has power. This in itself, not held by anything, will bring to pass the tremendous victory in the love divine. So the tremendous victory you are waiting for is already here in word form. When you are preaching the word, it's your job in word form. It's your courtship in word form. If you are believing for your courtship, one day you will step into what you believed. One day your faith shall be sight.
Brothers,
I'm not someone who enjoys window shopping. When I shop, I take it and go with it home.
So,
I've seen many people window shopping in the scriptures. Window shopping the quotations. Instead of claiming it as your personal
quotation.
Today there's no window shopping. Whatever was written about us, we are stepping into it. Our God is able. Samson one day, he realized he was now making sports between the two pillars there, led by a little boy. Some people are overcome by little demons that they can deal with in 1 second. But Samson remembered the days when he would pull gates of Gaza. He remembered the days when he would tear a lion apart. He remembered the days when he would take the chop one of a mule and beat 1,000 Philistines. He remembered the days when he would tie 300 foxes together and bend the fields of the Philistines. Maybe you are remembering the days when you were on fire for God. Maybe you are remembering when you had miracles every day of your life. Let's move. Maybe you are remembering when God was moving in your finances, in your marriage, in everything. And you are standing between the two pillars like Samson, of the natural and the spiritual. souls. And you are saying, I'm going to deal with my situation. You are saying, once more, Lord. Father, God was waiting for Samson to speak those words. And God starts moving. He was waiting for you to have a desire, to have that deep calling to a deep. And the very reason that you have that desire, it means that there is a power somewhere that will answer your desire. God says in Exodus there, I've had the afflictions of my people by the reason of their taskmasters, and I've come down to deliver. Your faintest cry is being heard by God. Your unspoken requests are being heard by God. Am I speaking to someone today? Remember, this word is not in word only. It's in power and demonstration. I believe right now tumors are vanishing. I put every spirit under my feet in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no stubborn situation that can oppose our faith now. In the picture that you are seeing there, my mother had a cyst of the brain. The CT scan was showing, and it was dissolved by prayer. There is your before and your after. Don't worry about how you were when you came here. But I'm declaring that you are not going back the same. We see this sister. She had the cancer of the cervix. She stuck her to a tent revival where we were preaching. Dragging a problem to his dying place. She was coming to bury her cancer. Or maybe someone came all the way from Kuatara to bury her problems here. Maybe someone came with a situation that you are saying, today I'm finishing that situation. I'm saying that cancer hears your voice. If you say to this mountain, whatever your mountain is, if there is no prayer resistant situation, it shall move that mountain. Your faith shall be sight. What you believe, you shall have it. This testimony of a demoed cyst that was dissolved by prayer. We have this scan before prayer and after prayer. And what you are before prayer is definitely not what you shall be after prayer. And some of you, when you come to pray, you won't be having realized that something has already happened to you. When we come to a time of prayer, it will be a time of thanksgiving, because God will have already finished your situation. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I believe chains are breaking now. If you are bound by chains of misfortune, there is a strong deliverer right now. If there were heavy chains around your family, if your marriage was bound in chains, those chains must break. Those homes that were bound in chains, I'm saying every chain will break. There is power in the name of Jesus. If your finances were bound in chains, the time has come for those that know their God to do exploits. I'm not talking about tomorrow, I'm talking about now. There is a spiritual process. God is delivering his people. If you are bound and you are not able to read the Bible, you are not able to listen to the tape. The 18th is an independence, it's amnesty to you.
18 is independence.
Those believers that were chained, the churches that were chained, if you are chained by evil imaginations and evil thoughts and you don't want them, you say those evil dreams from today, I don't see them. What you speak, brother, what you declare, it shall materialize. When God said, let there be, it materialized. And as a son of God, remember, when God was creating the world, he was in the form of the Logos, the sonship. He was the son of God. So as a son, you are in creative office. I say every chain around you must break. Chains of poverty must break. break today. Chains of worries and stresses and imaginations. If you are bound by family spirits and nothing was moving, you shall break that record. If no one ever received the Holy Spirit in your family, you shall be the first one. If no one ever bought a house in your family, you shall be the first one. If no one ever drove a car in your family, you shall be the first one. In some families, people don't marry. You shall be the first one, you shall marry here. Chains are breaking in the name of Jesus Christ. Who art thou, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall be reduced to nothing but a plain. Chains of addiction to alcohol, chains of being bound by women, chains of being addicted to the internet, chains of dirty websites are being broken. Chains of being addicted to the phone until you can't pray. The end time message addresses the end time conditions.
End time message, you know, taura nezwe mamiro emanguwe kuguma.
Bound by television programs.
Wakabatwa nema program
ya television. You are set free in the name of Jesus.
Tirikusunungura mstara
Jesu. Do you know that the devil hears this more than some of you are hearing it?
Tino zati Satan anonzwa ikudarika manzikira muri
kuzvinza. And they are fleeing right now.
Yes, nari kutotiza.
I command every sickness, deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm not waiting for the economy to be alright. I want things to happen now so that I don't doubt my God. Don't limit your God, brother. Don't
limit.
If you are bound by chains of lust, you are set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Bound by chains of fashions, you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever chains, poverty. Father, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Because of what the Lord has done. May the fire of the Holy Spirit move to everyone. Even if you are at the back there, you can receive what you believe. I don't care what you are looking at. If you left a sick person at home, I declare them healed. That Syrophoenician woman, she had left someone who was bound by demons at home. And she said she believed. And God said, because of your words, see, your child that is left sick at home is healed. Like Sister Ed, because of your amen, God will pay you. It's payback time. Payback time. Your fastings, your prayings, your amens are being paid by God. One day God came and said, Cornelius, Cornelius, your prayers have come for a memorial. Some of you were fasting and praying for a long time, and today is payback time. Without laying on of hands, there is an unseen hand moving now. There is an unseen hand. Those hearts that were chained, those hearts that were chained by condemnation, you are free. Chained by evil desires and grudges. If you are chained by painful memories and scars of the past, if you are chained by sticky natures and sinful tendencies, if you are chained by demonic oppression, if you are chained by generational curses and cycles of failure, miscarriages and worries and frustrations, I'm declaring in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, the prophet says you ain't seen nothing yet. You are waiting for, don't put the third pool in the future. It's now. If you are chained by unbelief, you are free. If you are bound by fear and suicidal spirits and unconfessed sin, you are free. Chains of pride are breaking. Chains of religious deception are breaking. Unforgiving spirits are broken. In the name of Jesus, we are coming, declaring a chimurenga today. Everyone must have their restoration. I'm suing the devil. Whatever is stolen from your life, it must be brought back again. If you are chained by demonic names that were given, that prison is being broken now. House of hell, give way.
imba yazi yeye gehena ngai
kusunungura. We are breaking your weaknesses. Breaking your evil habits. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. If you are chained by darkness, I say your situation cannot contain you. Chains of addiction are being broken now. If there is someone here who was not dreaming good dreams, maybe things were so hard in your marriage and you are saying enough is enough. You are saying, Lord, answer me today. You are not waiting for tomorrow. You are saying now. Right now I say it's over. Father, there was a time where God rebuked Moses. Because Moses was waiting for God to speak when God was waiting for Moses to speak. Maybe he's rebuking the bride again today. Why cry? Speak the word and go forward. Our young people, receive your revival in the name of Jesus Christ. May God raise ministers among our youth. May the revival fire burn in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm speaking to someone today who came here looking for a job, and the Bible says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all your these things, I know your these things are many, these things shall be added unto you. But I'm not going to be a spectator today. When God is doing something, I want to be part of the work of God. Today is the day of an amnesty. Up there, receive your visitation. I want to see people staggering under the Holy Spirit. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days. I'll pour my spirit. May God release his spirit. We are candidates of association with angelic beings. How many are writing Form 4 here? All these are candidates, but if they don't enter the exam room, it's their fault. So if you are a candidate of association with angelic beings, if you don't associate, it's your fault. But you are a candidate. There are angels already around us. There are the ministers that you see here, and the ministers that you don't see, ministering spirits, the angels of God. I know there are 200 million demons that are released in the end times, but we have a 200 pounds man. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than John the Baptist is here. He is here to set you free. Listen, brothers, the message is not information about seals and thunders and the church edges, although that's part of the message. But those things release the power that we are now using now. The power that we have, we are not going to use it in the millennium. We start now, then we continue in the millennium. Listen, you don't need your car in the millennium. I'm closing now. But I want to deal with you now. I want to bring your circumstances to the Lord today. And I say, no one is going back empty-handed. Maybe the demons had fought in your life that you will never be married. Maybe the demons had fought in your life that you will never have a breakthrough. But God had an oath also, that in blessing, I'll bless you. So God vowed that you shall be successful. I don't care what was around you. I'm now calling the Holy Spirit. I'm now calling the fire of God to set you free today. In the name of Jesus, I'm declaring war right now. Whatever desire, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. If you need the Holy Spirit, receive it, Father. Whatever you desire, it's your personal property. In the name of Jesus, what we have spoken shall materialize. If you have spoken your healing, it shall materialize. If you have spoken your breakthrough, it shall materialize. It's coming as twins, brother. It's coming as doubles. Before you even get home, you will have your answer already. In South Africa, there's a testimony that shook me. That shook me very much. We're going to have a wedding on the 8th of April this year. And then my sister got sick in South Africa there. Maybe some of you saw the testimony that circulated on WhatsApp. Your testimony is meant to circulate because your problems have circulated enough. Your testimony is the next to circulate. Your problems have circulated enough. So as a family, when she was now in a coma, and we're supposed to have a wedding in Bulawayo, and we almost cancelled the wedding. We said, no, we don't want a stain in our sheet to have the devil winning one battle. We don't want any trace of the devil's temporary victory. So we said the wedding is going on same time with their healing. She was in a coma, and the testimony that she gives, that one has been spreading around. She says that same day of the wedding, she felt she was dying, and she moved off her body, she says. And she says there was a light that came in the hospital. Until the nurse, is a witness. She dropped the medication that she was supposed to give her. And she screamed, actually. Good, because she decided to be a Christian after that. Now, she said that light just engulfed her soul like that. And went back to her body and said, you are covered under my blood. That light went around the operation and reoperated. She was healed instantly. Now, that light may it move. May it move and search.
God
was saying, today is my day. Be ready to pray now. Be ready to pray now. Under this atmosphere, anything, anything can happen under this atmosphere. Be ready. Anything can just happen. Whatever your desire, anything can just happen. We are already half here now. Maybe you wrote things in your Bible that you said, I want this and this and that. Our God can read. The God who made your eyes can see. The God who made your ears can hear. The God who made your feet can walk to you where you are. As we close our eyes, every unclean spirit, every demon, you shall be set free wherever you are. You shall be set free wherever you are. Under this anointing, there is not one demon that can oppose the prayer. I adjure all spirits,
amen,
all family spirits, all stubborn demons, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Our time has come. Our time has come. I don't care what you are passing through. I'm saying every demon is broken now. Satan, wherever you are exposed. Come out in the name of Jesus. Leave them. You demons, you are in trouble now. You demons, you are in trouble now. Walk go your Satan. I'm saying every demon must go out now. Every spirit must go out now. The Holy Spirit is here. We put every spirit under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. No HIV cannot stand before God. No Goliath can stand before God. No situation can stand before God. You can speak to your mountain. You can speak to your mountain. The Egyptians that you see, the problems that you see, you shall see them no more. We are opening a new chapter. A new chapter. The chapters of death are over. The chapters of weaknesses are over. The chapters of failure are over. All those dreams are over. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. By faith, We put a full stop to all those cases and covenant. It's a deliverance day today. It's a deliverance day. Young boys and girls, you can be delivered from those habits. You can be set free. You can be set free. It's your amnesty. Receive your visitation. House of hell, give way. House of hell, give way. By the authority that we have as the sons of God, we are putting every spirit under our feet. Satan, you cannot stand.
Satan,
the anointing is all over. The anointing of your victory, the anointing of your breakthrough, the anointing of your courtship, the anointing of your job, the anointing of your rapture, it's happening now. What we read in the Bible, such as we have, we give unto you. Pray wherever you are. Pray wherever you are. Connect with God. He hears your prayer. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. If you are sick and tired of slavery to demon powers, you are sick and tired of failing to listen to the taps, you are calling for a revival. You are saying, once more, Lord. Once more, oh Lord. He is hearing your prayer. He is hearing your prayer. Oh, mother, you are praying for your children that were bedridden. You are claiming them like Sister Hetty. Your children are coming. Your children are coming. You are praying for your husband and you are claiming back to the faith. Your husband shall be baptized. We shall baptize him. Whatever you believe, only believe. All things are possible. I'm not going out empty-handed. I'm shopping in the heavenly grocery store. Everything that belongs to me, I'm receiving it now. Our heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
Come now, Holy Spirit, and take control of every situation. Oh, Holy Spirit, may you baptize everyone. May you fill everyone, oh Lord Father. We are raising our cup. Fill my cup, oh Lord. I lift it up to you, oh Lord. Someone is crying, Lord. Come down, oh Lord Father. Someone is praying, oh Lord Father. Father, faith can never be forgotten. Faith can never be forgotten. Some of the dry patch for a long time. They are believing, oh Lord, that this is their day. Oh Lord Jesus, send your fire, send your anointing, start a revival in our hearts, start a revival in our home, start a revival in our businesses, start a revival in our finances. Father, we are praying and believing that, Father, what you have promised, you shall bring it to come to pass. Father, I pray that no demon shall hide from this anointing. No spirit can oppose us. Satan, you are finished. Leave them, leave them, leave them. In the name of Jesus, you demon powers, I break your power. You evil spirits, family spirits, they shall be married. They shall be ever breakthrough. Satan, you are finished. You have no legal right. We are standing as a church to claim every inch of ground that was stolen from us. We are standing as a church to say enough is enough. We are sick and tired of dancing to the devil's tune. We are sick and tired. We are speaking now. To our mountains, you mountains, move now. You mountains, move now. Our God specializes in things not impossible. He specializes in what men cannot do. Heavenly Father, your children are praying for a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You will never despise. Father, when they come with tears, oh Lord Father, they shall come rejoicing, bringing in their sheaves. When they come with burdens, oh Lord, buildings are lifted and covered. When they come with life situations are amended. Father, I pray that the newcomers will be touched by your power. May that call of fire that came on Isaiah and touch these lips. Oh Lord Father, touch our lips, touch our ears, touch our eyes, touch our everything, oh Lord Father. We shall not be the same. We shall not be the same. I believe there's a miracle in the making now. I believe the angel of the Lord is moving in that camp. Reach out, somebody. Reach out, brother, sister, and touch the Lord. Reach out, mothers and fathers, and touch the Lord. Reach out, young boys that came and touch the Lord. This is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel, that it shall come to pass in the last days. I'll pour my spirit. Oh, pour your spirit, O Lord. May we see another Pentecost. May we see another Azusa. May we see another Mishawaka. And higher than that, may we see your spirit moving. May we see your power breaking every chain. Breaking every chain. Demonic chains, I command. Evil situations, I command. We are fighting this war. A Chimurenga. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Yes, I don't need me to preach deliverance to the captives, recover of sight to them that are blind. Heavenly Father, may you perform your word. Fulfill your promise, O Lord Father. You have made a promise, and we are waiting on that. We are looking at your word, O Lord Father, to materialize, because the God of the Bible is not history. Our God is not death. His power is not limited. Father, I pray, speaking courtships into existence, speaking breakthroughs into existence, speaking joy in the families, speaking revival in our marriages. Those marriages that were roller coaster, those marriages that were hard, and they were fighting one another. Father, as we pray, binding the anti-marriage devils, we say there shall be peace. We declare, because what we believe, we speak in faith. Heavenly Father, we know that super anointing is here now. We know your power is here, Lord. Oh, Father, your hand is not shorted. Your hand is not shorted. May that unseen hand, oh Lord, touch somebody who is almost giving up. Touch somebody who is standing at the junction of roads. May you touch somebody, oh Lord, Father, and change their circumstances. We are not going back to bondage. May the Red Sea of the blood of Jesus drown every taskmaster. May the Red Sea of the blood of Jesus drown every demon power. I commit your children, O Lord Father. May you work in their lives so that testimony is that testimony. May tumors disappear. May HIV and cancer disappear. May their deaths, O Lord, and worries and frustration disappear. Lord, I bless them and I say it's over and it's done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.